This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 61 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week we have, we're continuing on with our Sylvester Stallone month as voted on by the fans. You guys picked these movies. I put polls up on Instagram. You guys chose them. I gave 10 movies to choose from. These were the five you picked. And this week is Assassins from 1995, directed by Richard Donner, starring, of course, Sylvester Stallone, Antonio Banderas, Julianne Moore, and a bunch of scrubs. Now, this, we're going to be reviewing this in a moment. We're going to be talking about it in depth. But before we do that, if you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel, Action Movie Guys Podcast here. Subscribe. That way you get to see all the videos. Like, comment down below if you love Assassins, if this is one of your favorites. I got a lot of messages when I went to watch this. A lot of people telling me this is one of the best. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, make sure you like. And if you're listening on the go, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, whatever it is, make sure you're subscribed. That way you get the auto downloads and all you got to do is listen when the new episodes drop every week. Alex, before we do our numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a first time watch for me.
Yeah.
How often is this a favorite? I don't know your take on this movie.
So Assassins, I don't. This is one of the movies I don't pop on a lot. Like this okay. one, I can say this is the third time me watching Assassins. Let's just put it that way. There's a reason why, but we're going to talk about that.
Okay. This is my first time. So combined, we haven't seen it a lot.
Okay.
In 26 years.
Yeah, 26 since it's been out. 95, yeah, so.
Very good. All right, so let's hit him with those box office numbers.
All right, so here we go. No international when this movie came out. It was just straight domestic. This movie was $30 million. Worldwide, $30 million. On a budget of $50 million, this movie flopped in the theater.
Okay.
And there's a reason
maybe
why
maybe a sign of things to come. Maybe not. I don't know, but. You know what? Let's talk about those scores. So, when Rotten Tomatoes, just like every time, we just give you these just so you know if it was critically well received. Yeah. And we do include audience score. Everyone's always talking about critics don't know. What about the audiences? Well, we include those too. Critics gave this, it has a 16% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's a 1 and a 6, 16%. audience score, 45. So while it's higher than 16, it's still not very good. It's rotten both ways. Now, we got low critic reception. We got a low box office. But literally none of it matters because you guys are listening to the Action Movie Guys podcast so you can get Nate and Alex take on these action movies. Now, Alex, I'm going to let you go first, my friend.
Okay.
Lead character. What's this guy's name? Robert Rath, played by Sylvester Stallone, please.
All right, so the highlights of this movie is Sylvester Stallone. He's really good in this movie. Let's just put it this way. I think out of all the actors that are in, we're going to be talking about throughout the movie, we got to say is that he's the strongest one. Like, he knows what he's playing, right? If you really think about this. Robert Rath is a stupid-ass name. That I think it's a horrible name. Like, who came up with these stupid names? Because one thing assassins have is a boatload of horrible names for these characters, okay?
Yes.
But Stallone's character, very well done. I thought he was really good. One thing I got to nitpick here with this guy is that everyone in this movie are talking through laptops, and they're using one hand to type sentences. Like, they're like, what's wrong with you? And he's going, click, click. Click, click, click. And then you see the whole thing going mad long. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just a funny nitpick and stuff. But in terms of the Stallone in his element, I thought this was a really good character for him. If you look at it, the line delivery, it is what it is. It's Stallone. But I felt like he did not act over the top. He was a normal Stallone doing his thing, right? Like, this is typical Stallone. So with that, I gave him a 4.
Wow. Okay. Oh, well, man. Listen. This is gonna be one of those times where I got to call it how I saw it. Okay. This is the first time watch.
Okay.
I love action films. Stallone is not my favorite action star. I think we've talked about, but I do like a good amount of his movies. Okay.
Right.
He looks so bored through most of this movie. He looks bored. Like, This is the second time this happened to me. Remember in, was it Rambo 2 or 3? One of them Rambo movies.
3.
This man was bored. Yeah. He was like, I'm tired of this. He looked like he was tired of this movie right at the beginning of the movie. Okay. He was like, I don't want to make this anymore. I'm bored. Here's my main issue with the movie. And you know, you could get it by the title. It's called Assassins, right? Both. So we have a lead and a villain, but that's all we have. We don't have a hero and a villain because they're both bad guys. They're both people who kill people for money. So he's not a good, he's not a, like a good guy in a traditional sense. He's a murderer. Okay. He's just like less crazy than the other guy, which we're going to get to in a moment. So I don't relate. I don't like him. I'm not like, wow, this is a great guy. I really like him. I want to follow him on a journey. I'm like, screw this guy. He kills people for money. If you're going to be a lead character who's an assassin, you got to at least be super like charismatic. And he's not in this role for me. He was a wet blanket most of the time. He's wearing glasses. He looks like a teacher, but who's also an assassin. I have a lot to say about a lot of other stuff, so I don't want to spend any more time. I hated him in this. I hated the character. I hated Stallone in it. I gave him a 1.
Oh, my God.
I was not here for it. But, yeah, he sucks in this. This is one of his worst roles. Sleepy Stallone. Now, villain. So, this is where... So, okay, this is Antonio Banderas. And you want to talk about stupid names. My man is named Miguel Bane. So he has like a white guy's last name, I guess, but then he's named Miguel. You know what I mean? Like, what is this? Who made this name up? Yeah, sure. Polish. I don't know. German. Whatever. It ain't Hispanic. And his first name is Miguel. They could just call him Mike. You know, call him Michael. Look, Antonio Banderas is on a totally different planet than everybody else in this entire movie. Okay? He is acting on, he's on Jupiter. This guy is out of this world. Now, I'll give him one credit. He's entertaining to watch because he's ridiculous, but he's terrible. And I believe Desperado came out in 95 as well, if I'm not mistaken. It was either 94 or 95. He's so amazing in that movie. He's cool. You know, you just want to follow him. He's And then this is the same year he did this craziness. I don't know what he was doing half the time. He's always doing like, all these weird ticks. He's doing all this weird stuff with his mouth. He's making all these weird noises. You know what I'm saying, too. You know I'm not even lying, bro. He's like, what is going on with him? I absolutely hate him. Yeah. Every time he curses, it sounds ridiculous. It's like the worst form of cursing I have. When he's in the bathtub, and he's yelling at the computer.
That's my favorite scene. Yeah, that's my favorite scene.
Holy moly. Look, so at a point, I had him like a little higher. But as it went on, I was like, nope, I can't. He also gets the fat 1 for me.
Oh, my God.
This is a terrible lead. And he's a terrible villain. He's so ridiculous. I never think he's going to succeed because he's too crazy. You know, he's too crazy. He's too crazy. It's like, what are you doing, bro? Like, If he just relaxed a little bit, I'd probably give him like a 3 or 4, to be honest. But he never relaxes. He's always sweaty. Remember, he goes to the bank at the end. He's covered in sweat.
Well, it was really hot in that area.
I get it, but like, yeah. Stallone is cool, and this man is drenched. I'm like, I can't even look at him. 1.
Yeah.
I hated him.
Oh Lord Almighty. Well, look, I'm not even gonna. This character was nuts. Like, I totally like. Me and my wife sat down and we started to watch this, and she was like, yo, he is so over the top acting right now. And I was like, yo, he is horrible. He's doing this thing with the, he's like, you don't like. He's like, right? And I'm like, what is wrong with him? The only scene that I thought was really good is when he's talking to the two chicks
at the festival,
yeah, and then he goes, I put those people in the ground, and they don't know what he's saying. Yeah. I thought it was funny, but then it just got weird. He's like, Jasmine,
Jasmine,
yeah, and I was just like, he was weird when he met Stallone for the first time in the cab. It was.
I hate that. That I was so bad. Uncomfortable the whole time. I was like, what?
Yeah, that was really bad. Like, I was like, ooh, Richard Donner. I'm like, man, you had to cut the scene and reshoot that damn thing because that was really bad.
When there's a performance like this in a movie, it's on the director.
Yeah,
he is supposed to direct the actors. That's the job. And he thought it was okay to leave this performance in this movie. I fully blame Richard Donner. I put no blame on Antonio Banderas for being a weirdo.
I agree with you. Like, it was just weird. Like, it, And he's slamming him into the car, right? And he's trying to shoot him through the car. It was just a weird sequence. Like, it was just weird. I gave him a 2. Because he had some, I mean, there were scenes that made me laugh. And he was actually a really good bad guy, like when he was shooting and stuff. Like, all those scenes were really good. So, I mean, I give him 1 point for all that in one jump. Because other than that, it looked like he snorted a mountain of coke before he went on to this
ride. He had to.
Yeah.
Look, he is the most entertaining part of this movie. And that doesn't mean good. It just means entertaining.
Yeah.
He's got something that's like, okay, well, this guy's so weird that I can't stop watching it. But he's terrible. All right. Well, 2's not that good. So we hate Antonio Banderas. All right. Action.
Okay. There's a lot of action in this movie. That's one thing I would say. A lot of silencers throughout this whole... Like, there was a lot of silencers in this movie for some reason. But I was like, okay, it is assassins. There's car chase scenes. The ending, they were fighting in a warehouse, which I was like, that's a typical action movie trope, right? They go into they start fighting because Casino Royale was the same way. They were in an abandoned building that was going to be demolished and all that. So,
right.
I gave it a 4.5. Because some of the action was kind of entertaining. I'm not going to lie. It's 90s.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 90s action at its fullest. Like, this is so 90s action, right? Him falling from every floor and surviving. Yeah. You know what? Like one of the Patreons said, Robert, it's very 80s. I gave it a 4.5. I was entertained by the action. Now, the acting is all, that's a different world. But in terms of this action, so, I enjoyed it.
Cool. That's great.
Uh-oh.
All right, listen. I'm just gonna put this out there now. If you didn't already know, if you couldn't already tell, there's almost nothing I liked in this movie. And the action is, so it starts off, right? Oh, wait. I'll leave that for overall story. I gotta talk about that. I have things I need to say, but okay, action. You got the taxi shootout, which is one of the stupid look, you're telling me. Alex, you're telling me there's two assassins, the best in the world, you know, two of the best in the world. They're about 4.5 feet from each other and neither one of them can hit the other guy in an enclosed space, right? Like, and Banderas is shooting from the outside of the window. Stallone can go nowhere. He's driving a car. He is stuck in one location. He's a big man. Stallone's not a skinny little scrawny, you know, it's not like he could just suck in his gut and it goes. He's a big dude. Banderas can't hit him. Banderas is dangling outside of a car window. Stallone has a gun pointed right at him. He can't shoot him. Not one time. Then he decides, I'm going to start crashing him into this bus. He would be so dead. He'd be chopped in half. If you take a car and someone's dangling out of it and their torso's above the hood and the car smashes into a bus, he's getting chopped in half. But what happens in this movie? Banderas just goes, and there's sparks. There's sparks flying out. And I'm telling you, he crashes him like 5 times into this bus.
Yeah, he did,
Not only that, they get to a part where he just like gets away. From that moment, I was like, they're going to have to do something spectacular in order to save this for me. And they proceed to do nothing spectacular. You're right. There's nothing exciting about the sound of a silenced gun. It's actually horrible. When that guy kills himself in the forest in the beginning, it sounds like... I didn't even think he pulled the trigger. There's no sound. He just like falls over and dies. Yeah. I was like, well, that was anticlimactic. Then you have a car chase scene. Very generic. Very generic. Richard Donner, I'm surprised. It is very generic, most of the way the action is shot. And then I recorded a part on my phone. I was going to put it on Instagram, but it didn't come out good because I always watch movies in the dark. And it was too bright, so my phone couldn't like comprehend it. But this scene when they're at that apartment and they have that explosion, the gas explosion. And Antonio Banderas, yes. And he puts a table in front of him and that somehow that's able to protect him from a freaking nuclear bomb blast. But not only that, it looks so crap when the fire shoots out. It looks like they like superimposed an explosion over the closest thing I could think of is it looks Photoshopped. I know Photoshop didn't like really wasn't used there, but
I think they digitally, I think they put a table because you're right. When he gets blown out the window, the table's not with him no more. It just,
right.
And
then the fire looks like it was just placed in after, like they didn't really blow that up. They just added it. It looks horrible. I hated it. 1. It's a 1. And this is not one of those ones where it's like there's no action. You're right. There's a good amount. But it's so poorly executed that I could not get into it at all. I didn't like it. So it's a one for me. All right, story. Okay, so this movie has two assassins who, first of all, this movie is confusing. There was multiple times where I was like, what's going on here? And it's one of those movies that is like trying to be like a techno, I guess the word would be like a techno thriller. You know how like when they get technology involved?
Yeah.
And they have these like laptops where they can, like The Net, that's a good one for like Sandra Bullock. Those are instantly dated as soon as you watch them now. You know, it's like, oh, wow, I'm supposed to believe this technology is so cool because they have Instant Messenger. Like, give me a break. They got Instant Messenger. That's all it is. It's just Instant Messenger. But it was cool back then, right? And they have a laptop. And he has a laptop where when he gets photos, they automatically start printing. Look at this technology. Very stupid. Yeah, there came a point where I checked out mentally. Like, I was just looking at it. So I was like, I don't even know what's happening anymore. I know they're going to get some money. And this girl was the job. And then Stallone saves her and falls in love with her for no reason. And then she has a cat. And Tony Banderas is trying to kill her. And he just kills everybody in sight. When he's walking around the hotel, he just shoots everybody in the hotel. He don't care. But people are making out in the hallway, dead, shooting them. I hated it. I didn't like it. I was not intrigued. I don't like two villains as main characters. For me personally, it doesn't really work. There has to be some sort of hero in the traditional sense for it to work great for me. And I know I did a wrestling analogy last episode. I'm going to do it again. When you have a match where it's like two heels, it's like, who do I root for here? They're both bad guys. I don't really care. I really couldn't get into it at all. I gave it a one.
Story. Look, you said something in your rant that I agree with.
My rant.
On your rant. Yeah. On your soapbox. I agree with it. And that is, dude, I shut my brain off, I think, 10 minutes into this movie. I did not know what the hell we were talking about during this movie. Yeah. Because I was...
What's happening?
Yeah, it was like, what the hell's going on? And I had to do some digging, okay? I had to dig into this movie. Going, where did this stupid storyline come from? Well, yes. I just did. This came from the minds of The Matrix. Andy and Larry Wachowskis.
They wrote Wachowskis,
this? Yeah.
The Wachowskis?
Yeah, the Wachowskis. Lily and Lana Wachowski stories.
Yeah. I'm glad they got much better over time.
Yeah, and the screenplay was written by them too. So Okay. Yeah, so it's very shocking to know, right, that these are the architects of
that
the Matrix.
4 years later, they were going to write a masterpiece.
A masterpiece. Yeah.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
You know what they did? they knew they did something wrong, and they were like, okay, how can we fix it? Because this storyline, you're absolutely right. Horrible storyline. Julianne Moore, I'm sorry, great actress, but she is god-awful in this movie. If I had to rate her in this movie, would have been a one. Is horrible. Like, I could not be... I was not even intrigued with her. I wanted her to get shot somewhere because I was just like, your character sucked. Even when she was trying to get the... Like, my wife was like, come on, this is like...
Oh, my God, when she's in the abandoned house thing?
Yeah, and then he was trying to get the rifle, and my wife was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, really? That was bad. That was so awful. She couldn't shoot the rifle gun, but then at the end, she knew how to shoot a gun. So I was just like, whatever. It is what it is. You're right. The story was so generic. Very generic storyline. Nothing new. I didn't care for the whole two villain thing because you already knew Stallone was going to be the hero of this story because they were selling it because of how big of the actor he is. So yeah. I didn't care for it. You know what I gave this? I gave this a one because this movie, that storyline was god awful. Yeah, this is awful.
You know what? This is a case where me and you are both right. We're right. Like, it's a bad look. When people were messaging me, like, oh, this is so good, I hope you like it, I was like, man, okay, well, a lot of people like this movie. And keep in mind, I hope everyone knows, like, I look up these Rotten Tomato scores the day we record these. So I don't know the reviews going in. I try to go in. Especially for movies I've never seen.
Yeah, clean.
Like, clean, yeah. Like, if my friends and people I know tell me, hey, you might like it, that's okay. But, so I'm like, okay, well, hey, this must be pretty good. And to get this and to be so utterly bored throughout most of it. And you know what's the worst part, Alex? What? You know what's the worst part? That this movie's 2 hours plus.
Yeah, it's like, draining.
Why is it so long?
Yeah.
Why is it never, it was never ending. I was like, this just keeps going. Yeah. Anyway, we still got overall to get to. So overall, what is your...
All right. Score? Now, man, let me just... this been a, like I said, this is the third time I've seen this movie. And sadly to say, I was not entertained with this movie. Yeah. I guess it's because I was younger, Right? Like, I watched it when they were, like, really big, and I love Stallone, so I was like, oh, this is a good movie. But rewatching it now, I'm like, my, it's a boring movie. Like, I was bored. I enjoyed the, like, I enjoyed the fighting, I enjoyed the shooting, you know, I enjoyed the laughing out loud, you know, and all this horrible acting from all over the place from three good, I mean, Stallone is not, like, a crazy Oscar award-winning actor, but
no, he's good.
He can hold himself.
He was in Rocky. Yeah, like he can act. All Rambo. Three of them are good actors. Yeah.
Yeah, so like they're all great, but for some reason it did not gel with this script. And I don't know what it was. It could have been Richard Donner. Because the crazy thing is, 3 years later, he does Lethal Weapon 4, and that was good. So it's like, what the hell happened? Yeah. He did a great car chase scene in Lethal Weapon 4, and this one is stunk. The action sequences with Jet Li was way better, and this one he didn't. So I don't know. It could have been some maybe backstage politics here because you got a lot of big actors here and could have been some, you know, someone interfering or something. That's what I believe because I can't see Richard Donner helming this movie and it's just utter shit. But today it's utter shit. I gave it overall because I was entertained with the, like I said, Stallone entertained me for what he was on the screen. Antonio Banderas made me laugh. For a shitty ass movie, he made me laugh. The action, I enjoyed the action for what it was because I gave it a 4.5. So I enjoyed the action. I gave it a 2.5. That's my overall for this movie, 2.5.
Fair enough. I mean, the title of this movie has something in it that can perfectly describe this movie. And if you take the first three letters of this, this movie is ass. Okay? Just take the first three letters, cut off the rest. It's ass. That is exactly what this movie is.
Ass.
It is ass. And not only that, look it up. It says ass twice in the title. That is how bad it is. I hated this movie. I absolutely hated it's ass. I absolutely hated this movie. And that's okay. You know what? I bought this Blu-ray triple pack with Cobra, this, and The Specialist. And at this point, we haven't watched The Specialist yet. But if it ain't good, this thing is getting traded. I'm never watching this movie again. I have no desire. And I'm telling you right now, I will never put this movie in my player again. If I, you know, meet the love of my life and she's like, oh, man, I really love Assassins. I want to watch it. I will say, no, I'm not watching it. You can watch it. I'm going to sleep. This is the kind of movie now knowing what it's like. I have these movies. They're called nap movies. Right. They're like you go on Netflix or whatever and like you want to take a nap, but you want some background noise. This is now getting thrown into the nap movie pile. You can put it on. You can go to sleep. When you wake up, something else will be happening. You won't know what's going on, whether you watch it or not. This is a nap movie. It's very trash. This is the first time ever. Oh, by the way, you know when I knew I was going to hate this movie? On the opening scene. It's in black and white. And it's so cheap. Like, go back and watch that scene. Look how it's directed. Listen to the music. Look how it's edited. It's bad right off the top. And I'm like, wait a second. I thought Richard Donner made this movie. Like, that is literally a short, bad scene. And I said, oh, no. And it just set the tone. It never got better. This is what I'm going to, from now on, and this is the first time, I'm going to reference this as the reverse Terminator 2. I gave this a 1, which means it got the lowest score possible in every single category from me because I don't give zeros. It's a 1 across the board. So I'm sure you guys can do the math. When we get to our totals here, my total is a 5 out of a 25. I did not like Stallone in this. I did not like Julianne Moore. I did not like Antonio Banderas. I hated the action. The storyline is crap. It's poorly directed. It's weird. It's very slow paced for a movie with action in it. Nothing happened. There's nothing exciting about it. It's very boring and it made me want to go to sleep. And I hate it. All right, Alex, what's your total?
I gave it a solid 14 for decent. It's a decent film. Like, for those of you out there, they're going to still defend the crap out of it. I already know there's people that enjoy this movie. I call it a decent, like I said, it's going to take me a long time for me to pop this movie back onto my player. I will say that. It's going to be a long time, like another 20 years.
It will be another 1,000 years before. I won't be here by the time this goes anywhere near a Blu-ray player. You know what? The crazy thing is, like, I love 90s action movies. 90s is my favorite decade of movies.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, 1995, a 90s action flick directed by a director I know. Starring people I know, people telling me it. Like, I was legitimately looking forward to it. And it just continued to let me down as the movie went on. I was like, oh, no, I hate it. So, yeah, I couldn't get into it. As a 90s movie fan, this one didn't work for me. But if you love this movie, please keep loving it. Enjoy it. I'm glad you love it. It didn't work for me in any sense But it is what it is. Now, coming up, we got next week, very exciting, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, which me and Alex both are getting this 4K, so we'll be watching it in 4K for the first time. We'll see. We don't talk about that here, but we'll see how it looks. And then, of course, another movie, guess what? I've never seen. Judge Dredd, also starring Sylvester Stallone, is a first-time watch. So this one, at least I remember from when I was a kid, yeah. And I just never got around to seeing it. So I'm actually another one that I'm looking forward to. But I'm going to temper my expectations this time. I'm going to say, you know what? This could be absolute crap, but maybe it'll be fun crap. This was not fun crap. This was boring crap. So yeah, that's what's coming up.
Yeah, for those of you out there, and again, if you guys seen Assassins, please leave a comment down below on YouTube so we can know what your favorite parts of this film is. Let us know if you agree or disagree.
Yeah, or is it good? You tell us.
But again, for those of you out there that want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please go to levelsofgeeks.com/podcast. You can check out our audio podcast there from one all the way to the latest version of the podcast. And of course, the video versions will be added there throughout the week or the months. We'll keep upgrading the site. And of course, on our social media pages, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Other than that, I'm your host, Ash Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.